Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, eventually clouds and sunshine. We will have a high around 68 degrees. Temperature-wise, we start out in Kenosha, where it is 58 at this hour. It's 61 in Burlington, 59 in Milwaukee, still 64 in Racine. The Racine Unified School District needs to improve its report card numbers with the state and show Madison lawmakers a revised employee handbook that meets Act 10 provisions, or else the Joint Finance Committee's inserted budget language to allow creation of an Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program with a one-year implementation delay. There was a one-hour meeting on this issue with the Board of Education last night, Board Member Matt Hanser noting that the Joint Finance Panel added some last-minute language to the original OSPP threat, and that could really hurt the district in different ways.
I have 20-year veteran teachers who are ready to jump ship. That scares me as a parent and as a resident of this community. That teachers have committed their careers to the school district. As Dr. Hawes has said, think about the ability to attract. We also have to be concerned about the ability to retain. The original OSPP, to my understanding, that Senator Weingard had been working on was something to say, if the district is compliant, we'll get a one-year extension. All these additional details that were pointed out to us this evening were not present at that time.
Superintendent Lolly Haas noted the law with another failing report card could have very serious detrimental effects on the district and the entire community while ripping into progress being made to raise test scores.
We are under enormous pressure this coming year to not be in that case the next year because we've gotten this one-year reprieve. And while that's going on, villages are voting, people are doing studies and reports. I'm sure rumors are flying, noise is out there, everybody's weighing in. Imagine us trying to hire teachers to come and work here next spring.
The board hearing from DPI official Jeff Pearl how the OSPP works, the time frame if Racine Unified has to comply, and that the process would likely be put on hold for legal challenges. School board supported a resolution to state lawmakers that reaffirms mission statement components, also talking points on the district's achievements and new programs geared at student success. And a special board meeting is expected next week to vote on a revised employee handbook. More classroom space going to be needed in the near future at Racine Lutheran High School. It's going into the city of Racine to find out for sure if land north of the current building at Spring Street and Ludke Avenue is within the 100-year floodplain boundary, and if not, seek an amended zoning designation. At the Plan Commission meeting, Community Development Office Principal Planner Matt Sadowski said Lutheran hired an engineering firm which believes an adjustment or a correction is needed on the boundary, which would impact any future construction. Dave Burgess, Lutheran's principal, saying that they need the land for future planning purposes.
On one hand, we are thrilled and excited to see all of our Lutheran grade schools. The enrollment is increasing, our enrollment is increasing, and we are looking at our Lutheran grade schools from about fourth grade on exploding. So I'm trying to be a good principal and think ahead. And we need space desperately.
The purpose in reviewing the floodplain issue, that could determine if Lutheran High School could even build on the land in question or whether an addition would need to essentially be floodproofed. The Plan Commission supported moving the process forward, which will include an ordinance being created, a public hearing held, while answers are being sought from the Army Corps of Engineers and Federal Emergency Management Agency. Racine Alderman John Tate II says the city needs a policy governing streetlights, one that meets today's needs while addressing equity and solid rationale. During the Public Works Committee meeting this week, Alderman Tate explained he's heard from a lot of constituents about their neighborhoods lacking lights, while other parts of the city have an overabundance.
So when I kind of submitted this communication, the first thing I was expecting to say, like, what's our existing policy? And, you know, we talked and we discovered that, well, the council in its wisdom in 2013 rejected to have any sort of policy established at all. So I guess the first thing I like to do, and I you know, certainly hear the feedback from my committee members, is perhaps, and this will be later in the discussion, making a recommendation that there be an established, you know, long-term plan goal as far as streetlight implementation and design that goes in our comprehensive city design.
City has its own lights, many replaced over time by LEDs, and then they leased lights from We Energies. The alderman saying a city policy should include a look at continuing it this way or not. As for a policy on alleys and fixing them, which the city stopped years ago due to budget cuts, Alderman Tate asking for some help so that affected property owners don't bear the entire cost. Applications now being accepted for the 2017 Kenosha County Sheriff's Department's Citizens Academy. Classes will be held on this once a week beginning October the 17th and ending Tuesday, November 21st. The Academy is a 7-week overview of all aspects of the Sheriff's Department in Kenosha. The highlights include tours of all the department's facilities, in-depth discussions and demonstrations by Detonations Division, Investigative Bureau, Tactical Response Team, the Bomb Squad, the K-9 Unit, and Domestic Violence and Impaired Driving Laws. Class size is limited to only 20 applicants. The applications are available by email on the Sheriff's Department's website in Kenosha or at the department, which is in the Public Safety Building. They'll be accepted through October 1st. The Racine County Sheriff's Office doing a death investigation. Human remains discovered yesterday morning in the town of Yorkville. A very brief news release put out calling the death suspicious and that the Milwaukee Police Department is helping in the investigation, trying to confirm the victim's identity, but no other information has been released. And we told you about an accident that occurred on the interstate with a Highway C overpass Tuesday evening involving a car that was being chased by a Kenosha County Sheriff's deputy. Well, somebody was seriously injured in that. A man who apparently from that offending car jumped off the interstate about 25 feet to the pavement below. It was an attempt to stop for an invalid temporary registration. Chase getting to 100 miles per hour at one point before the offending car's driver lost control and it hit the median. The man who jumped suffered some serious injuries and was taken by Flight for Life to Frederick Hospital. An 18-year-old passenger in the car less serious injuries. The driver, meanwhile, facing charges that include operating while intoxicated, hit-and-run causing injury, and fleeing police. City of Racine Sex Offender Residency Appeals Board recently approving a handful of what are called temporary living program sites, where convicted sex offenders can reside if they otherwise have no designated and approved location. One of the benefactors of that decision, a man named Roger Clausen. He's 60 years old, now at a residence in the 1300 block of Washington Avenue near Uptown versus the Racine County Jail because he was otherwise homeless. TLPs are funded by the State Department of Corrections, but only supposed to be temporary for housing sites. They allow offenders the chance to look for permanent housing. Aurora Healthcare donating $250,000 to a Kenosha County organization to help expand access to behavioral health care in the county. More on this from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The donation from Aurora's Better Together Fund will make telepsychiatry services available through a collaboration involving the Kenosha County Department of Human Services and Kenosha Human Development Services. The grant will pay for the startup costs associated with implementing the new telemedicine program, including personnel, equipment, licensing fees, and contractual costs. Services will be funded through insurance reimbursement and other contracted arrangements, according to a news release. The new services will be available to adults and children who live in Kenosha and those referred by Kenosha Community Health Care. According to Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser, it's expected about 1,000 additional patients will be served at the KHDS Mental Health Clinic, where the telepsychiatry services will be located. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Amtrak unveiling new, faster, cleaner locomotives that will operate on all Midwest services, including the Hiawatha line between Milwaukee and Chicago through, of course, Racine and Kenosha counties. The Seaman Charger locomotives can do at speeds up to 125 miles per hour. They also reduce fuel use by 16%, emissions by 90% when compared to the older locomotives, and they're also featuring faster, smoother acceleration and braking, plus quieter operations. 33 purchased with $216 million in federal funds, and once deliveries are complete, they will be serving more than 2.6 million Amtrak customers around the Midwest. Phase 4 of Racine's Lake Michigan pathway to connect previous work ending at 24th Street by the Lakefront Treatment Plant to the bike path a few miles west on Durand Avenue. Gonna need a detour around the environmentally contaminated former Case Company site. At the Public Works and Services Committee meeting, City Engineer John Rooney explained an alternative route heading west behind some buildings toward Racine Street, then under the railroad bridge onto Durand, would also tie into a couple of state projects for Durand Avenue, including bike lanes up to the bike path, which is at West Boulevard.
WISDOT is very supportive of this option. If we can get this done before the sunset date for the project in 2019, we can get our project completed. No worries, we can move forward. I met with CNH down at their offices on State Street with the consultant yesterday afternoon for that little sliver piece of property there to go through. Very interested in that. Donated. There's no environmental issues on that. It's just a piece of property that they own. As a matter of fact, at first glance, they didn't even know they owned it.
Rooney also noting the project costs lower than the alternative route because of the contaminated case site not being involved. Lack of sidewalks on Memorial Drive from Durand to Chicory eliminates that as an alternative route toward the bike path. And classes are starting up next week. A ribbon cutting, meanwhile, held yesterday, plus an open house at the new home of the Real School in the former recreational facility in Sturtevant and Renaissance Business Park. Racine Unified Board President Bob Witke noting the school is going to give students some new opportunities.
Because the exciting part of this facility is that we will have a new partnership with our friends at Gateway over at the IMET Center, and that's really going to be something for our kids. So I'm proud of the fact that the school district continues to be a leader with revitalizing areas of our community, and I just would like to say that this is another example when we all put our efforts together in one way, we can really do really great things for our kids.
The school will open next Tuesday with 425 students. WRJN.com, that's our webpage where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.